sis?
Oh, we just started off. We just went right into it.
Go ahead and give us your chocolate voice intro.
The chocolate voice?
Yes, please.
That's the one.
Welcome to the ever-expanding Deuterverse. I would take the time to introduce every single one of these people, but I don't know every single one of their last names, so I'm not going to.
The majority of them are Ferris.
My name's Damaski.
I actually went to memorize your last name for this because I didn't know your last name. And I wanted to do the intro, but I didn't know how to say your last name, and I never did.
No. Say it how you thought it was pronounced.
Okay. Now that he said it, I know it, though.
Now introduce his mother.
Well,
it doesn't matter if you get her name wrong.
This is Tanya Damaski.
That's chocolatey.
That was very chocolatey.
That was nice.
I came, honestly. I'm done. I'm done.
Pure chocolate.
How did you think it was pronounced?
Am I right, Mom Cakes? Am I right?
Boom.
Because
what else is
Damaski?
Damaski?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I didn't even pay attention enough to have a pronunciation.
There's this cute thing that Morgan does where she doesn't listen to a single word I say.
Nothing.
It's real sweet, actually.
It's adorable.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah. So Morgan.
That's so Morgan.
It's
so
it happens.
It's actually real, real cute. She keeps it. Oh, yes.
And Tanya's done with another beer, and there we go.
Post editing, Cam, can we get a beer count up on the top right hand corner?
Absolutely, and it'll be right there.
It's just going to be another picture of you in a Speedo. Watch it, Tanya. Every time you drink a beer, we're putting another picture of your son in a Speedo on screen.
At 15 years old.
At 15 years old.
So chug. Then I will drink that.
We love moms.
Can't drink fast Welcome enough, can you, Mom? Did I mention underage? Adolescent?
Oh.
Not currently.
I had such a feeling that this podcast would be a nightmare, and it's living up to its expectations.
It's very, very nightmare.
Already.
The most possible nightmare.
I'm going to sit back here.
Okay.
I'm so happy we all got to meet today.
Yeah. It was bliss.
Oh, also, Morgan, talk into the microphone right there. And that's when you talk. Yeah, you talk into it.
This
we should put
is
a
not going to work.
we need a carrot.
We do.
Yeah.
So you two can get real friendly. You just lean at each other and talk directly at the microphone.
That we're also learning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're all new to this.
They're so cute. Look at Tanya and Morgan, you guys.
Oh.
They're so cute sharing that mic.
I'm not sure why you even gave me one. I'm so loud. I hear
she
myself above. Like, I literally am just like... That's my laugh right now. Because if I totally gave you my real laugh... No one would be heard.
Everybody's ears would start bleeding.
Yeah.
So loud.
Please do.
Somebody tickle her.
Seriously. Oh, I will. You know I will.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No, before it's over, it will happen.
It will.
Before it begins.
An organic
before
laugh.
Before it begins.
Not that fake laugh like Cam brings on.
Yeah.
Cam,
this is genuine.
It's a genuine, ingenuous laugh.
Yeah.
I've TM'd it.
You're a little faker.
I know.
Although 100% of the people in the comments are like, I can't imagine. Cam is amazing. I like him better than Brandon.
No, they don't.
You didn't have to insult someone else.
Just leave the
person out.
No, I like it. Let's keep that going.
Just leave the
Can
comment.
I get a fuck
good.
Brandon in the group chat, please.
I always come over to your channel, and I'll watch your videos, and then I'll read your comments, and it's always like, I actually like him better than Brandon.
I don't know why they do that.
And
it's
I read these comments too.
It's so not necessary.
Now I need your people to come over to my page and do the same thing.
They will.
Just go back to normal, hate Cam.
Mm-hmm.
And
notice how the women are super chill about that kind of shit. God, you girls, I swear.
Right?
My Lord, we're all about supporting each other.
Always.
Y'all are like, no, give us more attention. No, give me more attention.
Yeah.
My God.
I love that Dina's got a sucker ring and she doesn't know what that means in California. That is my favorite part.
Mm.
Please educate us, because I am also not from California.
Should I put it down?
No, I'd rather not.
No. I want to hear
Tanya, yeah.
She as well.
Follow up, please, Cam.
So in California, the only people that have sucker rings are, like, the kids that do ecstasy at raves.
Oh, dudes. Okay.
So still.
Story
time. That's to your mother. Yeah. Yeah.
So still Dina. Still yes. Dina.
So fun people.
Talking to that thing.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember the Christmas I showed up with a binky in my mouth?
Uh-huh. Like this.
Mm-hmm. That's because I had been doing ecstasy for like a year straight. It was a thing. It was such a hard thing.
I have no idea.
I made a necklace out of my binky.
Oh,
yeah.
I remember that.
Showed up, just like no fucks given.
Family pictures of it.
What's up?
And you know what's funny?
Did Morgan just issue a Christmas
thing about our family, though?
Yeah.
The thing about our family is no one said a word.
Beautiful.
Yeah, no, they're afraid.
No. Everyone like shoves everything under the rug. Like,
oh.
Oh, hi.
She's just going through a phase.
No, yeah. With
it's just a phase. I think
it's
I even
Morgan.
Had like a pixie black cut. I think
beautiful.
Dude,
she
like,
did not pull
hoodie
her hoodie
over
off
my
the whole.
Oh yeah. My, you just missed a robot at that whole phase. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. My favorite memory I've ever shared with Mom Cakes was when I was staying over with you. We watched a whole.
What are you guys talking about?
Right?
What?
I can't
the
hear you.
Oh, they have headphones on.
They have headphones.
We had a whole. We watched a whole documentary of a man who collected penises for a living.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
That was fascinating.
It was fascinating. And I honestly
we're
was like kind of.
We're not talking just the foreskin. We're talking the entire
the
penis.
Whole thing. The shaft.
The thing.
Everything.
The whole
everything.
Phallus shape.
No, he had like the tiniest dick in the world, which was like an ants or something. Some bugs.
Dude, these are real dicks.
To the yes. It's a real museum in Iceland. The guy like literally curated every single piece, and Mom Cakes and I were infatuated.
Yeah,
and I was nervous because when I saw the documentary, I was like, I really want to watch it. But it was the first time I ever like had met her, and I was like, I wonder if she's gonna be down. She was like, she was like, honey, if you've seen one of them, you've seen all of them. Put that shit on immediately. Watch the whole thing. Infatuated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Mom Cakes.
What kind of candy did he have in
his mouth?
A penis collector, what kind of candy does he suck on? Don't answer that.
Ma's. Mothers, plural, please don't answer that at all.
What? Okay.
Cool.
Is it a joke?
I don't know anymore, honestly.
Is it a joke for us?
No, we're struggling to stay alive.
What? I'm being so calm.
You're being
I love it.
Scarily calm, actually.
Ooh, like the calm before
the
storm. The
storm is what is scaring me.
No, what?
It's a Bruin.
It's so good right now, right? Mm.
No, we're being really good.
Yeah.
We are.
You guys are being tame.
Yeah.
You guys are being tame.
Chill. Like,
yeah.
Talk.
We had a talk
it's
with
the first time
the
in
podcast.
Our lives we're trying to not embarrass our sons.
What?
Now?
High five.
Now?
High five.
Ever.
Oh.
When the cameras are recording?
But mothers, the content.
I'm trying to be.
All right, let's just.
A real mom.
Let's cut to the bullshit.
A professional.
Yeah, cut through the bullshit.
Let's cut right through the bullshit. How about.
Fine. Let's talk about our favorite e-story.
Oh, they
oh.
have their own topics.
Oh, okay. Boy. Okay, I was hoping to lead the conversation. Nope. Okay.
Cam, you should have talked a little quicker on that one.
No, no, no.
I
you started this,
Cam
now you
for
finish
this conversation.
You're so much more worldly than I am. I feel like I need to amp up my game.
You have no idea what
I feel like you're full of shit, Dina.
Really?
I feel like I need to catch up to you. You just haven't come clean
yet. I think you guys are just yin and yanging right now. Yeah.
We're dancing.
No, you guys, there's things that she knows that you
we're
don't
dancing.
Know and vice
oh,
versa.
I like that.
Yeah,
right.
You
no,
guys are
we
dancing.
Haven't had enough to drink together yet, and
really?
So that's very true.
Well.
And we're about
well, how's that scoreboard looking, Kim?
Where's that counter at?
How's that counter?
Mm-hmm. Where is my son in Speedos?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're there.
Oh, it's going to be happening consistently.
Lovely.
Let's tell the most embarrassing stories we can think of about our sons.
I'm not even joking.
I'm honestly
ready.
That's
the first
ready.
Thing I thought of. I didn't want to on this podcast, actually.
I'm ready.
If you're not ready, I am.
If it's the plastic bag.
Are you ready?
I'm so grateful I don't have
like
a
like embarrassing for us?
I almost feel like she was waiting for this to happen.
Can I take this mic yet? Like, because you keep giving. Can I just
yeah,
this?
You got your own mic now.
Yeah.
Mom, hold this and just tell an embarrassing story so I can stop holding this microphone.
Okay. Evidently, yeah.
My son's, I think, most embarrassing story. My son has always been very messy, and it's surprising, I know, from his hair, you couldn't tell.
It's always fixed.
But so his room's always been messy, so I'd go in all the time and, like, scream at him, like, I will do your laundry, but I just need piles. Like, I need to know which pile is dirty and which pile is clean. and he really couldn't commit.
He's dying
to a pile
in the background right now.
So
Cam is made of sweat. Cam is made of sweat.
Maybe like 13, 14 years old, which I imagine all boys are at this age, concerning the story I'm about to tell. So I'm in his room, and I'm picking up his clothes. And there's
crying?
Like a pile of socks underneath his bed.
Mother.
Really going.
And I have one child, and I have a boy, and I have never been a boy in my life. So.
Somebody give Cam a mic, please. Somebody please give me.
I was picking socks up underneath his bed for days. Mm-hmm. And I was like, seriously, these socks could stand on their own.
And he's out.
And so Auntie left.
This was a great podcast, you guys.
Thank you
so much
for joining us.
Thank you for joining us.
Brought to you by Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Way to cook.
Dollar Shave Club. Just socks can stand on their own. And
I'm embarrassed for him.
And he said, go ahead. So I'm going to continue while he's out of the room, no matter how embarrassed or angry he will be with me later.
Yeah.
But so I didn't know socks could literally turn into cardboard.
Yeah. Yes.
I was really unclear about what was happening. And nobody ever took me aside and was like, you're a woman, you're a single mom raising a boy.
Oh, so you had no idea.
No,
what was
I literally
on.
Had no idea what was happening.
Oh, Tanya. Tanya. I do want to let you know that your son is the editor of this video. So if there are any incriminating photos or anything of you out there, the unrecord button is the big red one, Cam. The big red one.
Yeah.
And so it gets worse because I decided.
He laughs loud.
Autumn, I wouldn't come in here right now, baby. Autumn just has a handful of socks in her hand.
Sock puppets.
She's like. So Dina, we're going on to Brandon's.
No,
story.
Please continue. Please continue.
Mother's story. Why do you keep looking at me? Tell the damn story. It's not about this. I don't know. You've got this.
I'm looking at you because I can't breathe.
You can do not.
You're the one that helps me.
Okay.
Mom, I think you've had enough, actually. You want to put the beer down?
No.
I'm good, thanks. But to all the single moms out there, just in case you have a boy and nobody talked to you about this, just don't mention the socks. Mm-hmm. Just like throw them away and
just
buy new socks.
Just do the laundry. Yeah. Just do it.
You can't do the laundry, though. Like, they won't. Listen, it's they're not going to come clean. Just throw the socks away and buy new socks.
Be yourself.
I don't understand why the socks are bad.
Okay.
Ew, what?
Okay, so Dina's not clear about what's up with the socks, so let me clarify.
Is that what you were saying?
So these socks were not overly worn, and when I had this conversation with my son, he looked completely mortified. It was about 10 minutes in of my lecture before I realized that the mortified look on his face had nothing to do with him wearing his socks 20 days in a row. It had to do with what he was doing
inside the socks.
It's the perfect
or yeah, using the socks to clean
it's
up.
It's a tube, Mom Cakes. It's a long tube sock.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
So apparently boys, clean up with tube socks or
guys,
socks in
they
general.
They jack off in
tube
socks. Why
thank you.
Not say jack off in socks?
They beat
socks.
Off.
Yes.
Yeah.
They have the best time of their lives.
They just go to town.
I love how the women
I don't know if it's in the sock, on the sock, or the sock is
no, it's in
up.
The sock.
Why
it's
would
definitely
you not go in
is
the
it definitely
sock?
In the sock?
If I had a peanut,
I don't
put
even
it
know.
Right on top, I'm coming right into it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Wham, bam, thank you, man.
Wham, bam, thank you, man. Thank you, Morgan.
You know.
Yeah.
Move
you
on.
Don't do it on top. You do it inside. It's just easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Exactly.
But then do
like
your own laundry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then do your own laundry.
Well. That's maybe don't rummage through my mom. Mom.
Oh.
So.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I get it. That,
okay, Dina. So Brandon's most.
That's a horrible.
Thank you. Welcome to the party.
Horrible story.
I've forgotten about our end of the bargain.
So Brandon's most embarrassing story is?
Probably something similar to that.
Yeah, get an extra long draw on that ring pop.
I wouldn't even know.
I honestly
I wouldn't
want the mic.
Even No.
Embarrassing? Like embarrassing for him that he wouldn't want me to know?
Dwindling.
Yeah.
I would probably know, you know. It's embarrassing for me. That's the point.
I know stories. Come on now.
Hey.
Don't tell me y'all don't know.
Like childhood stories?
Yeah, like you're a better teenage mother. Boy stories.
But like mom knew type
I
stories?
I don't know. See, I don't. Did mom ever find out about the
I think Gloria should tell this story.
Gloria, take control.
About yeah, honestly, you know, well,
seriously. Well, Gloria, you know stories that like mom didn't. Brother was so like private.
Yeah.
Okay. He was very
I still
private.
Am, and so
this is the yeah. Well, here's where the friends for literally 5 years comes into play, because he told me about how he would experiment not with socks but with warm Ziploc bags.
Wait.
I would be glad to elaborate.
Mom cakes, your son was a MacGyver, let me tell you.
Pick me. How do you warm a Ziploc bag, though?
Honey, am I rough?
My child.
No. Autumn, honey.
So lunch today was great. It was delicious.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Have a delicious lunch.
Welcome they have back. No idea that we also have embarrassing stories.
Yes.
And the microphones. Yes.
Okay, back to the Ziploc bag.
I don't think we are back to the Ziploc bag.
I feel like we're going to wait.
I feel like I'm going to relentlessly torture you until you give us the information of the Ziploc bag.
I think Gloria.
Cameron
I
was not
the
this smart.
Story of Gloria.
Or maybe he was. Y'all, like I said, y'all didn't catch me. I told you.
Cameron was lazy, and he never would have gone to the lengths of Ziploc bags. I promise you.
Never telling my girlfriend anything ever.
I did much worse than
well, I wasn't your girlfriend
please.
At the time.
Okay, yes.
I wasn't
Welcome
your
back.
I wasn't your girlfriend at the time, but I don't know. We're just talking about like childhood stories, and I mean, I talked about discovering Gloria. I mean, we were best friends. We talked about all that kind of stuff.
I
and
can
he,
talk about discovering Gloria.
Of course. Go for it. But... Yeah, I guess he MacGyvered like warm Ziploc bags in between.
Still don't understand.
Do you please, doll?
Guys, listen.
Brother, how do you warm them?
This is what you do.
Okay.
Please remember, I was a adolescent child in a Speedo.
Okay.
13, with a mind.
Did he really wear a Speedo?
This sounds like my story. Are you just telling my story?
I had socks.
I feel like he's not telling his authentic story.
I had so
right
many
now.
Socks, and I was
he
dirty and messy. I mean, just look at my
socks.
Hair.
You moved.
And mother was
the
doing
socks.
My laundry.
And
what did I have to lose?
Yeah. Okay. My mother's hair, so I cannot.
Oh my God.
Well,
that was deep.
Do I have to?
It got deep.
Young boys everywhere relying on you. Tell us
he
the
got
story.
Deep. He got deep.
Okay.
Tell us how it's done.
12-year-olds, listen up. Mothers, cover your ears.
Yes.
Yes.
I need to know the ways.
Gallon Ziploc baggie.
Okay.
Two of them. Shut up. Two of them.
Yes.
There's a method. Hot water.
Thank you. That's what I was thinking.
In both.
Okay. Because you have to have both sides.
No.
Of course.
You fill it up just about this much.
Okay.
Okay. That way when they're flat, it's not. You have to release the air
have
as well.
Did you have to experiment with this?
Yes.
Is this a process?
It's a waterbed.
Okay, so you're squeezing out all, so you're filling it only partially, and then you're squeezing out all the excess air and then sealing it.
To where it's just warm water on top of warm water, but when you put it in, in between the mattress.
Yeah.
Cameron.
Yes. Yes. It sounds amazing.
It pulls the air together.
Yeah.
To where it's just warm water,
that's
but they stay, and then
brilliant.
Soap.
Honestly, I was
soap.
Impressed.
Or whatever.
I was
or whatever's available.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
about
lotion. Yeah,
yeah.
Like, I don't know about you, ladies, but I wish just for, I don't even know if 24 hours would be long enough. I wish I just had a penis.
Oh my God! Oh, absolutely! I'd be. I would be yank on that thing 24/7.
Oh,
I
would put it in everything.
All the time.
I would not.
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes I just reach into him just to see what it's like.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need a penis just for one day.
We also do that.
But I would have never thought about the Ziploc baggy thing, which I will now add. If I ever find a genie, I will try the Ziploc baggy.
Thank you very much.
I mean, woman, I was 12.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I
it's brilliant.
Know.
It's genius.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Let me tell you honestly, what curse it is to have
honestly,
a penis.
Honestly, I was impressed.
I'm very impressed.
I was very impressed because he MacGyvered it.
Stories, though, turned.
Did not know that.
Let me tell you what a curse it is to have a penis. I fucked everything in my household. Mother,
yes.
I want you to listen carefully. You have the headphones on. I fucked everything in our household.
I actually realized that I asked for this. I realized it.
You started this.
Oh, you started this.
All right, go ahead.
I fucked our fridge.
What?
I shit you not.
Explain.
No, you ready?
She's I will not.
Please, for no,
I want you to let your imagination go up.
I still do it to this
day.
Enjoy your cabbage.
My imagination is not this wild. Please explain how you fucked our fridge.
No. Okay. Oh, the story you just told, the lovely little tale that you just bestowed upon us. I want your imagination to go wild.
Okay.
The fact that I'm going to go over to your home later tonight and fuck your fridge.
Yes. Yes. Take it for what it is.
Don't eat the mayonnaise.
Than the slut you bring home.
I have.
Oh my God!
Shots fired. Shots fired.
Slut is a demeaning word, and it needs to be used as celebratory. First of all.
I have noticed that sometimes I walk into the kitchen and the fridge door is open.
That's wild. You should get that checked out.
I will get it checked out by putting security
cameras.
Is that
why your fridge door sticks?
Oh, you have security cameras?
Yeah. That is disgusting.
Mom
Which
cakes.
Part?
But
Mom
still,
cakes.
What is happening?
Yes.
I'm dying. My son is here and his
like she just realized.
Oh, I'm having a heart attack right now.
I do all those things with woman now.
I'm the woman.
I have upgrade.
No, I'm
she is much better than Ziploc bag.
I sure hope so.
I mean, I've never had to come out publicly and say it.
Babe, am I better than the Ziploc bags?
Oh,
don't,
there was
don't
hesitation. There was distinct hesitation.
Honey, there's history. Okay.
Yeah.
Morgan, Morgan, no.
With the
zip Morgan,
bags.
No.
Bags have been there for him.
You know what? Honestly,
no
listen.
Physically.
Again, how? I'm trying with
the fridge.
Penis.
Oh, it's I was 13.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how you're peeing or your.
Oh, you just shut the door on it.
Yeah.
Just slam it.
You absolutely go to town.
Anything with two sides works.
I swear to God.
It really does.
So I have a question though, because I'm jumping
Morgan
in now.
Out.
Absolutely.
Jumping
now
in.
You're jumping in. Good.
Yeah, I'm jumping in. I'm warming up to this idea.
Just like the water.
Dude.
Nice and warm.
So
no.
No. So why use a refrigerator when you have two good hands?
Oh, I was.
Isn't the hand gonna feel better?
This is a true
My
story.
Son has always been experimental.
I'm an engineer.
I'm just gonna fake it. Okay.
No. So the true story is I didn't know you could masturbate with your hands.
Oh.
Wow.
Until, I swear to God. I used.
You didn't say, look, this is the perfect kind of shape
that
would go.
No,
over.
That would take intelligence of any kind.
Cameron has rough hands.
Again, add that to the Speedo.
To
Speedo.
The counter.
Speedo.
Speedo. Speedo counter. We're at two. Mom, you're at five
Speedo.
Now? Okay, cool.
That's a lot of adolescence.
This is a horrible thing to admit. Live to the world, but I didn't look at my hand and go, oh, look, it can just conform to my penis.
Right.
I used a pillow before I knew to use my hand. I literally pinched a pillow around my penis.
Cameron, are we talking about the pillow?
Excuse
me? Oh, there's a pillow?
There's the pillow?
There's a pillow.
Oh, the one
pillow.
That burnt immediately when I burnt the couch down?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
That thing was cum retardant.
Sigh.
That's why I went up so fast.
Absolutely.
Science is
it's
a miracle.
It's acidic as shit. You learn that very fast. I used a pillow at first, and then the couch cushions were a favorite of mine.
I had so much contact with that pillow.
Yes, you did. As well as the couch. You brought some upon yourself.
So did he.
The couch cushions were a favorite of mine because you could, pull them apart and just lay flat down in case anyone walked in. You'd be like, I'm just laying on my stomach for no reason watching a movie sideways.
I cannot wait to have a son.
Right?
I did not know.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait to have a son.
I did not know.
I'm so glad we weren't hoping for ad revenue from this podcast because, my God. It's burnt. Much like the cum pillow.
Was it, can I ask something? Was the pillow comfortable?
It doesn't have to be.
It really doesn't have to. I fucked a fridge. Did you not hear that?
Did you hear that I was ramming a fridge door?
I still want to know how you fucked a fridge.
Okay, so.
I need the logistics.
So you open it, right? And then you put, you wouldn't understand this part, but you have a penis, and you put it.
That you know of.
That I know of. That's true. I've never even, am I assuming my mom's gender? I feel like a prick.
What a dick. Mm. What a misogynist.
Had you out of her penis.
She's like,
Legit. I just hate that I will never know what this is like. Like, as a girl, you literally have these.
Yeah.
And that's about it. You can become curious about other stuff, but I never was because I was like, these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to stick something in.
I never was like that. Ever.
Have you ever wanted a penis?
Never.
You've never wanted a penis?
You're totally wrong. No, there is no penis envy. A vagina is so much better than a penis. Why the hell would you ever
want
a
penis? It's not. It's not that I would want to keep it. I just want to know what it's like for at least for a day.
No, but like only for a day. But like honestly, only probably for like 2 minutes. That's probably the reality of it.
That's all you need.
After 2 minutes of disappointment.
To be honest.
Honestly, because think about it, they're like, I want like that.
I do want to interrupt for just a second.
Yeah.
Because I want to tell you how disappointed I am in you, brother. That you did not mention the chick from El Dorado as your cartoon crush. Have you you weren't attracted? Oh, God. She's everything. I just wanted to put that tidbit in.
Oh, beautiful. No, yeah.
Oh, thick everything.
We
everything.
Love that. Thick with three C's.
I'm dating Gloria.
Yeah, sorry.
I have
because
no
that was
idea
my
what
crush.
You guys are talking about.
That was my
No, you know who my hard crush was? Ladies? Esmeralda from the Humpback of Notre Dame. Son, I thought she was like that bitch.
Get
mom.
It.
That bitch.
Get it.
Yeah.
I didn't really have like boy.
I did. I did. Prince Eric.
See, they're too girly.
Really?
Yeah, I like
that. I was a sucker for blue eyes.
I did have one. What is that cartoon where he flies around on something? This is not giving you
Aladdin?
Anything. No. No.
He flies around on something.
Yeah, he's got like the shaved sides and he's got this ponytail, but it's like they're all up in like space, but not really space. It's kind of like Atlantis, but not really Atlantis.
What the
is it?
I don't know.
And he's in this like contraption. Oh, I'll figure it out for you, boo.
Yeah.
I'm going to figure it out for you. My Google search is going to be as scattered as what I'm telling you. How do you even do it?
Well,
yeah, I don't know. But I just want to interrupt to that. What
there's
what
no fridges.
Atrocious things were we talking about?
There's no fridges in the bathroom, Cam.
Boys are on the floor. We have, yeah, they're whimpering.
I had so many like wholesome stories that I'd been going over in my head all day that I could have shared for
really
this podcast.
Cute, adorable.
Yeah. I just don't want you to think I didn't do homework. I did homework.
Horrible.
Cam, I did.
You did homework. I didn't do homework. She did.
I totally did homework. I did.
To share.
I did. I was originally like, there's so many cute things about my son, but what came out of my mouth after a few beers is my son fucks socks.
Socks. That is cardboard socks.
I think the thing is like
Vanessa, if you're listening,
me, I was so dead during probably until I was 46, maybe 45.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can you back up, Dana? You were so dead until you were 46?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was dead. I was a zombie. Ask Morgan. Mm-hmm. So when the kids were young, I was dead. My eyes, if you see pictures from me at that time, I was dead. I was alone. I was sad. I was miserable. Didn't know who
were
I
you
was.
Married?
Yes.
I was That's like, why.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was married, and I also grew up Pentecostal, and it just was very suffocating for me because if you know me at all, it goes against everything. I'm very spiritual, not religious.
Mm.
And rules and regulations just kill me. So I think for
no,
me,
they strangle your soul.
When
I
people
totally
ask
it.
Me questions like that, a lot of times I'm like, Brandon was perfect. Morgan was good. She just never wanted to be at home because it was kind of sucky.
Don't
and
lie.
I was a zombie.
I was a pain in your ass.
No, I'm just saying I don't
I see
have
what you're saying,
specific
though, yeah.
Especially about him. I don't have any of that. I was gone.
Yeah.
I was gone. Like, I literally didn't come alive until just a few years ago. So
we
for
were
me,
loved.
I don't have
what brought you alive?
Because I was like, fuck this. This is stupid. I'm going to either physically die.
Uh-huh. Was it a divorce?
Well, I came to the point that I was just done with everything. I was done with, like,
the religion
the
and everything.
And the pressure and the crap
and did you get a divorce?
I got a divorce, yes. She's like pulling the divorce.
She,
I got
she?
A divorce.
Divorce.
I divorced.
A divorce.
I did.
She stayed for
you're
us,
in California. Though. You can say divorce legally here.
Divorce.
And like everybody is your friend. We've all had one.
For sure. Yeah. Have we all had divorces here?
We all have had divorces.
Have we all? Rock on. Mm-hmm. All divorces. Yeah. Rock on.
Yeah. Except Barbie, she's never been married.
Oh.
She's a smart one.
You know what?
She is.
Yeah, she's a smart one. No, so that's why I'm saying it's like, I wish I had. I was a shell of myself. I was kind of, you probably wouldn't want to have known me.
Had you ever done drugs up to that point?
No, I never had alcohol.
She didn't even drink until a couple years ago.
Yeah. I had never drank. I had not had illicit sex. My husband was my only partner.
What is illicit sex?
Oh,
was it just super vanilla?
Because we don't have that here in California. We don't know what illicit sex is because we kind of have no.
Well, I think she would mean by like illicit sex, but like if you just feel like having sex with somebody, you can. You know, she wasn't even in a position to do that if she felt like it. You know, she just he
I
dad
had never had
was
anyone
my father
other than
is the
their
only
father.
Person that she had ever
until
been
I got
with.
A divorce.
Yeah.
So just purely sex with somebody you're not really attracted to.
Oh,
extremely
no, he's a Leo.
Attracted. Yeah.
And
oh,
he's no,
he's gorgeous.
That was
yeah.
our absolute connection. So
okay,
yeah.
So what makes it
delicious.
Illicit? What? Well, that
with
well,
he
I
and did, I.
I yeah. would have stayed for that personally, but what?
Well,
because so
you're
what,
a Leo.
What is illicit sex?
He was a Leo. And Leos do stay.
The boys are leaving because we're having a conversation about sex.
Bye.
Come back, guys. Come back.
Bye.
All right. See you
Thank
later.
Thank you for including me on this podcast.
Okay.
And then ditching me.
All right. So what does illicit
so
sex
here.
Mean to you?
Yeah.
I need a definition of illicit sex
I had
from Arkansas.
Illicit.
Illicit.
I mean,
just, if
I know
I
what.
Just meant like sex outside of marriage.
Yeah.
Sex outside
oh, girl,
of an
okay,
actual
have you ever heard of Pentecost?
Yeah.
Yeah, and okay. that's like speaking in tongues and stuff,
speaking,
right?
Oh, way more. Yeah.
Okay,
like
way more than that?
Speaking in tongues. You okay. do not have sex until you are married. Long skirts, no makeup, no cut your hair. You can't dye your hair. You can't wear nail polish. You can't wear jewelry. You can't go to the movies. And being a woman in that was very suppressive.
Yep.
And
that's like a real thing. That happens
it is.
In America
absolute
today.
Absolute real thing.
Oh,
and we were
it's basically almost a cult.
I wanted to say that.
It's basically
it
almost
really
a cult.
Is.
Just
so,
call it a cult.
And
then.
If any of my family cult. Hears this right now, that would be like.
But here's the thing, though.
They
can't
not touch in California. We have laws.
And that's another thing that I do worry about mom, because she does fight being authentically herself because she still holds anchor in that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You
so
know what
she feels
she just
guilt
said?
And shame for being herself, you mean?
Oh, you did hear what she just said?
What
if my family heard this right,
right
now. And I literally was born to kick that.
It's not
I was
guilt and
born
shame,
as,
I think,
it's
though.
Not guilt and
it's
shame.
Respect.
It's respect, but I was born with none.
Yeah.
I came here to save this woman because at the... It's second of birth, I said, fuck this.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not having it. No, absolutely not.
Yep.
Because I'm an amazing fucking person, and
yes,
I don't man. Have to wear what you tell me what
no.
to wear, do what you tell me what to do.
That's how I felt.
You're actually stifling
yeah.
me as a person.
That's
yeah.
how I felt growing up Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in a culture household like I had growing up Mexican, like Latin women stay in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
You yes. are you are like your man is your God.
Mm-hmm.
Serve him,
yes.
feed him,
yes.
make sure he's good.
Oh, it's God
I was
man.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was and I feel like I was born into my family to show you guys fuck
yes,
no.
Girl, then we
hell
got that
no.
fucking connection.
Yeah.
I swear
a
to
1,000%.
Yeah.
And that's something that I have always taught Autumn.
Yeah.
To be that way too, disrupt what the fuck people want to drill
yeah.
in you. Like
be
that's
you.
Not that's not my thing
yeah.
at all.
Yeah. But be a fucking good person.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh
we're not,
yeah.
I don't understand why it correlates. Like oh, the religion and good people. Like I could have no religion.
Absolutely
I could even
none.
Dismiss the whole entire idea of God.
Yeah.
And
still be a good person.
Fucking delicious.
Oh yeah.
You
incredible.
Like, yeah.
Still be
mm-hmm.
that bitch.
That bitch.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I noticed that the two of you are so close, and Morgan okay. even takes responsibility for sort of bringing you out of your trenches.
Ooh, good call.
And so
preach.
Well,
preach.
I am
I'll let you finish.
Yeah, I'm curious how she contributed to bringing you out of that.
She was a big part of it. She was a big part of bringing
you. Okay.
No.
I
no.
know.
Not at all.
Yeah,
no,
I can
okay.
feel that.
Yeah, not at all.
You can feel what?
why don't you just step out for a second?
Me?
Would you go take a moment, please? Yeah. Are you? Because I asked you, are you okay?
No, I'm not okay, but I'm not stepping out.
Yeah.
So thank
okay.
you for
all right.
allowing
Keep
that.
Keep going.
All I'm going to answer her question.
This is very
hard. She was very, 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 very much a tool to, actually the minute she was born, because I am a pleaser and I am I'm feminine energy.
The boys took that really the wrong way.
I need another beer.
More beer. More beer.
No, mommy, don't.
Yeah.
I'm just hot.
Four more beers, please.
We don't have that many cam and speedo photos.
Four more beers.
The screen is full.
Four more.
I'm going to go see if we can figure out how to fix this.
Okay, so I want to hear this answer because you want to give it. So tell me everything. You're my new best friend anyway, so go ahead and tell me everything.
No, she was very instrumental because Morgan is truth. Well, she came to this planet to be truth. So she came into, I was 18 years old when I got married. I had her at 20. By that point, I was already a people pleaser, already trying to do what everyone else wanted me to do. I was born very sensual, very open, very, this is my body, you know, blah, blah, blah. No one wants to see that. You know, put your dress down, put your dress down. So shamed, body shaming. And so I felt fat and useless and alone and miserable and, you know, maybe you don't know. I know.
Oh, yeah. There's no women who doesn't know that, I think. Yeah.
I'm not worthy, you know, la, la, la. The whole man thing, just like Gloria said. So the men were God and you just did whatever they wanted type thing. And you followed. They all left.
Terrified.
We cleared the room.
We cleared the room.
Okay.
So let me tell you what I've noticed is that women come into their power and people leave.
Okay, beers are coming. We're changing.
We're done, right? Are we done?
It's hot and stuffy in here.
It is so hot and stuffy.
I have zero answers to my questions. I feel like we're just getting started.
Are you?
Yeah.
Gosh, come on.
The podcast is for being serious.
You have an extreme amount of editing to do, but I want you to save this.
Oh, no, it goes up as is.
Does it really?
I swear to Christ.
Everything you've said about your son is going.
La, 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 la. Yeah. Okay. Can I answer her question super quick?
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Super quickly, she just was that truth to me. She bucked the system before I had the strength to buck the system. The moment she was born. Literally.
And you just loved her so much, you just had to let her be her, yeah?
No, she had no choice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Cameron, you would have done that for me. Brilliant. That is a good mother.
Yeah, she came for me.
If your child cracks your beer, you're a good mother.
I was raised well.
And she went, because I was so far gone, you know, and she was young and still trying to figure life out, she went her way, was gone a lot, was not home a lot, just because I said it was kind of a zombie. And Brandon and I connected through those years, and just, he's such an introvert, I'm such an introvert, I pulled all of my energy from him. Mm-hmm. When he left home at 18, I had nothing, like, there was nothing in my life. So he's gone, and...
It's okay to get emotional. That's okay.
You can cry.
This is an open
podcasts
space.
This isn't a thing you have to be funny on.
I don't have to be funny.
We can be serious.
True. When he left, I realized I had nothing because I had placed all of my love and care and compassion and life into him and to her. And I would have done anything for them because I feel like I came to be a mom, period. Yeah. And then the rest of the stuff is just icing. And I got to be the mom of two incredible, amazing people that I love with. They have no idea. If someone came in that door and said, will you go with me and I'm going to kill you and your children will be saved, I would do it. I would say, yes, please. And my life would be complete.
She's always been saying that.
Always say that.
Yeah.
Like, they are my everything. I would do anything for them. And they have saved me, these two. Like, she came as truth, and this guy has always made me just, I mean, when I look at him, my heart is filled with joy.
I thought you were going to say, when you look at me, you laugh.
Yeah, and I do too. It's an easy go-to when you can't come up with anything else.
Look at him.
He's funny. I actually wrote a song about him when he left.
It's a good one.
He left me at 14. to go away because I was trying to protect him from the church situation.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So I sent him away because he was not being treated right in the situation we were in, and I missed him so bad that I wrote a song for him. And that song says that, you know, I sent you away, I miss you, but you are my joy. So in essence, I was sacrificing my joy so that he could find his. And hopefully he has found his. And I don't give a shit fucking damn.
There you go.
Whether I have anything, girl. As long as these two have what they want in life. Because that is my heart and my life. That's the story.
Thank God we got to it. Yes. It's not a podcast. Yes,
a lot of tears.
A lot of tears. I'm so emotional right now.
No, you guys wanted Ron Hard. This is Ron Hard.
This is Ron Hard.
Why can't we do funny? I can do funny. I can be silly. No, it doesn't have to be.
No, I love this.
Sparkly.
This is why I'm so in love with the podcast. Like, I want to literally live outside. I will camp outside of this freaking office just to be able to be in this right here. That you can just, this is the most safe, delicious space I've ever been in my entire life. Like, you can be yourself, and I don't care if you cry the whole entire podcast. Like, okay. This is what it is. It's
ugly.
It's
cry.
Shoving 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people in energy. One room and being like,
is that where the heat's coming
here
from?
Here you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
For real, though. Yeah.
Well, no, I'll have to say.
I love Morgan, and I love that she calls life delicious.
Oh, thank you. It is.
I keep burping,
it's also
y'all.
Shitty motherfucker that fucked you right in the ass, rolling hard, too, though.
Rolling hard.
Rolling hard.
Mm-hmm. I had never met Cam's mom before
Yeah.
And so she doesn't know my story, and I don't know hers, and she's digging hard. And no one dig hearts on Dina.
Yeah.
See, everyone likes the bubbly and the fluffy and all of that kind of stuff, but no one digs hard. So she's digging hard, and she knows it. Mm-hmm. And I love her for it because she's going where no man has gone before.
Yeah.
No one dares to go.
So she's your Ziploc bag.
With warm water.
There it is. I love the full circle.
Bring it in.
The camera stops, so we have a choice.
Oh, there it is. So is that what happens when it goes black? It gives you the little...
Yeah. Every 30 minutes.
I'm taking the choice to smoke a cigarette.
Are you going to smoke?
We can
out?
Call it. Okay. How long has it been?
I can call it. Say,
we could continue
minutes?
If we wanted, but it's almost. I feel like I need a cigarette right minutes. Now before we restart the camera.
Okay.
Well, audio's
still
going.
We're going to restart the camera right now.
Go ahead.
It just goes back. You go ahead. Clear, have your cigarette. I went
cigarette
and I went and had my moment.
And then,
Cam, you sit down.
I'll be back.
Let me
to pump Dina for more information.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I do. And Cameron, you should have warned them that's
which
what I do.
Cameron,
do
off camera.
I thought you loved me. This is brutal.
I should have.
The healing powers of the glory hole.
Really?
The glory hole.
So do you want to see my asshole?
Yeah. The camera's back on, by the way.
Oh, good. I would hope it would be.
Okay.
Dina?
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you're my mom.
Are you stepping out too, Ma?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to step out as well.
Yeah, have your breather. That was deep. I'm very fucking proud of you, by the way. That I'm, and I love you with my whole entire being.
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
Okay. Kiss me like you love me.
Oh.
Thank you.
We do love you.
I know. I just like to tell you what to do.
Whole gang is back.
And here we are.
The gang
is
headphones.
Back in town. Gang is back in town.
Oh, man.
Okay, real close.
So what did we miss?
A lot of feminine energy.
Yeah, we felt it out the door.
Yeah. It was deep.
It seeped.
Again, not something I'm very used to. That's why I was like more like intrigued by this moment than anything.
Honey,
you're
so
more
sorry.
Of the Ziploc
you're
bag.
No, I'm not.
Deep?
No. Morgan.
Brother, I'm disappointed.
I have no say over that.
You were talking to like 3 inches late, you know, earlier. Like it wasn't something. Oh, I see what you're saying.
We're very disappointed in our relationship.
I was just outside. Babe. I was outside ruining ankle socks this entire time. Oh boy! I don't know what we were thinking.
We we said, you know what would be a good idea? We should have our mom on a podcast.
Like masturbation, like masturbation stories weren't going to be the pinnacle of it all.
It'll be fun, they said.
It didn't build up to that. That's the problem. It began there.
I brought
it began done.
Truly started.
I brought Cards Against Humanity, thinking maybe. Yeah. But
no, let's do it now. We each get one
card.
We each get one card.
Oh, black ones.
The big black box.
Okay, so I'll do one of these, and then we'll get one white.
We each get one white.
All right.
Pass it down.
Pass it down. Don't look. Pass it down. Don't look.
It's gonna be okay.
I don't think so.
By the way, I've never played this. So.
Oh, ever? This is not how you play, by the way.
No.
For anyone that's
usually
playing Cards Against
you
Humanity.
Usually get a stack of seven.
Okay.
Mine's
okay.
The greatest. No, I win.
So what it is? It's apples to apples.
But
the worst. Okay, the card is, Dear Abby, I'm having some trouble with blank, and would like your advice.
Oh, mine's horrible.
So,
mine is funny to the situation.
I don't have two cards.
Sis, Dear Abby, I'm having trouble with...
dead parents.
And would like your advice.
Okay.
Cameron, Dear Abby, I'm having some trouble with...
sex with Patrick Stewart.
And would like your advice. Mm. This is all foreshadowing the podcast.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Dear Abby, I'm having some trouble with...
will you read this for me, Mom Cakes?
I'm having some trouble with...
the morbidly obese.
Oh, my
rude,
God.
And I would like your advice.
And that is Cards Against Humanity, yeah. Morgan D.
I think everyone
love
hates
it
me
so much.
What?
What?
I love you so much more, and I didn't even think that was possible.
Yeah.
Like, legit. And I've loved you for years.
Did you not get a card?
I did, but Gloria shut the game down real quick
she
right
sure
after
did
her.
With all the
Mom Cakes did.
I did. What did I do?
No, you said, and that's Cards Against Humanity, everyone. We'll come back next week.
That's all, folks.
Oh, no,
that's
we can keep going. Folks.
Yeah, I definitely still have my card.
Okay.
Could I please?
I'll do one now. Pass them.
I would love to hear it.
I don't remember. I didn't even look. I didn't want to, just in case it was great.
All right, everybody.
Okay.
Let's give them at least three each so they could pick which one they want. Because you really can pick which one you want.
What is...
don't say them out loud.
Okay.
Oh, I did come too?
Yes. And I'll just
I've got your
I get
card. Yeah. So I only technically got two.
Ready?
Morbidly obese.
Okay.
These are kind of not nice.
Mom, very Mom nice. Cakes.
Is just now learning about Cards Against Humanity.
Okay.
I've never done... what?
All right, ready? Come on in.
Okay. All right.
Come on in. Yeah. All right. Blank. Bet you can't have just one. Yeah. Set him down.
The morbidly obese.
No, all right.
Too
pick.
Far? Oh, okay.
What? All right. Morgan, speak your answer.
Oh.
I know. Pick it back up. Pick it back up. Abort. What?
Mm. Blank. Bet you can't have just one.
This is a stupid game.
Do you want me to come back to you?
No, because mine are stupid. The Care Bear stare.
Bet you can't have just one. Mm. Cameron.
Powerful thighs.
Bet you can't have just one. Mom Cakes.
Advice from a wise old black man.
Bet you can't have just one. And my lovely babe.
It's you, Brandon.
Passive aggressive post-it notes.
Bet you can't have just one.
Those are laden about my office space right now.
It was very directed towards you. Passive aggressively.
That's the entire game.
And that's Cards Against Humanity.
Yup.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of.
It's been so delicious.
It's so goddamn delicious. This ever expanding
Morgan
universe.
Is chocolate. Damn.
Mm-hmm. Can you do it more time for us?
What would you like me to say, Cam?
Oh, she just nailed it on the head.
Just nailed it right in the sock.
Don't touch me, mother.
That reminds me, I have to do laundry when I get home.
Has to clean out under his mattresses or in between.
Mm-hmm. What's that counter? What's that counter?
Do your sock laundry,
Do your sock laundry.
What's that counter at?
The screen's full. it's just now a picture of you in a Speedo.
Yeah. Continuously.
I'm hoping to block out the audio of this entire podcast as well as the video.
That's
just
smart.
Me and Speedo, right?
Yeah.
That would be a great idea. That's what we should do.
Everything we're saying is pointless because it's going to be me and a Speedo the entire time for like 55 minutes.
Ah, so we should play it up for the camera.
No, no, I'm going to block that out too.
Oh, so we don't upload.
No audio.
No, no, we'll upload. Just me and a Speedo.
Just you and a Speedo.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I like that.
Perfect.
Somehow less embarrassing than the story.
Somehow!
Weird.
Love you, Ma.
I can't remember anything about you.
Can we have you back on the podcast?
Just have to watch porn.
Please make sure you're here with 14-year-old Speedo. 15 and 16. And then move your way on up to 18-year-old.
17 and 18 and... 19, 20, 30.
There's no need.
I got caught.
There's no need for these conversations to happen between a mother and a son.
I promise you, my mom didn't come home and my brothers weren't like, hey, Mom, I just stuck two warm bags in the Ziploc to take my mattresses.
Dude, I see visual image of like,
how we're missing out on much. That's not something that just happened.
Yeah, did you put it? I'm also confused.
Just like did you put it under your shirt and just like scurry to the room? Like
no, you wait till people are, you never do it with people in the house.
Yeah, right.
You wait till they're gone to stick it in the fridge.
Y'all were in here and I was warming up.
It was
Ziploc baggies.
Wide open.
I have to say this. On the counter.
Oh no, absolutely. I don't want
on the counter.
No.
You better get mothers, no more mic Gina time, wins. Because I noticed when it was time to tell horrible stories about our sons, Dina checked out.
Yeah, she did.
Absolutely loves her son more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I love your son more than you do.
Well, it's been a great podcast, you guys.
Run hard, Tanya. Run hard.
Hard. And this was brought to you by Blue Apron.
A better way to cook.
No, Blue Apron, don't listen to that.
Shave box. Oh, fuck.
A better way to... laundry.
Oh my gosh, watch Tide Detergent just sponsor the F out of the next podcast.
Tide Pods.
Tide Pods.
Yeah. So close to Ziploc bags.
You could put them in a Ziploc bag if you want.
Yeah. Use them to wash your socks.
As long as it's liquid between two bags, you can fuck it.
Tide Pods.
Tide Pods.
Now you know.
All right, I am confused, although I need clarification. Did you like...
No, actually, I'm not offended by that at all.
No,
I know
kids.
My place.
I meant we were just talking
I'm
about our boys.
I'm fucking delicious. I am.
No, I love
I'm not
kids.
Offended by
damn
that
straight.
At all.
You so are, yeah. But I have to say you're my favorite kid of hers.
Thank you.
And you're
it's just like your comment section all over again.
So, Tanya, I need you to just do something real quick to me. I just need you to go hashtag I'm better.
Hashtag Morgan's better.
Yes, bitch.
Thank you guys for being on my podcast.
I love you more than my own son.
Oh, wow. We're
what's happening right now?
You had a question about Ziploc?
You know what?
I can help you out with that.
So, it would be fun, they said.
They did tell me it would be fun.
They told you it was going to be a blast.
I'm pretty sure it was a flat out lie.
Oh, yeah.
I am now living my current nightmare.
Literal.
Mm. I keep pinching myself like, I'm going to wake up. I'm going to wake up, right?
Mm. You're going to wake up in the hammock, your hip bone just dragging across the bar.
Can I say something real quick?
Please, no. I don't
what could it possibly be?
You can cover your ears, but I always tell Brandon when we talk about kids, I never say I want them to look like him. I say, give me another Morgan, please.
Tell you what.
That's true.
Yep.
Which is funny because he's the prettier one.
What's happening? Okay.
He's the prettier kid. He is. His teeth are better.
I'm so, I don't know which way to go in this podcast. Do I get defensive or thankful?
He has the more
I'm getting
symmetric
hit on
so
many different levels.
Really?
You are, dude.
I don't think so.
On this angle, cute AF, right? Like,
I don't think
so.
No,
this
not.
Angle, you're
no,
like, ooh, girl,
is,
what you brewing?
No. I've been obsessed with your face since he showed me
you're
pictures.
And that's
of
why
you.
We don't have children.
Well, yet.
Yet.
I name my Ziploc bags before we name.
I thought that was going somewhere so entirely twistedly different. I was so scared. Okay, and this has been the
hey, bud. How are you?
We probably should go hang out.
I'm so alone. Down to do anything but what we're doing right this second.
Mm-hmm.
You down?
Can't wait until this podcast is.
So we didn't
not
film
up.
Today.
Ah, yes.
So sorry.
My
we
God.
We could not film.
There's seven conversations going on at once.
I can't. I just can't anymore.
All
guys.
I have to do is press
I told
the,
you.
The space bar and we're done.
It's that easy?
I
it's that
told
easy.
You.
Wrong
not,
computer.
Not that space
well.
Bar.
I said, leave me out of it.
Not even a
not that one.
Not a space bar.
No.
microphone.
Please help me.
Oh, I can't find what is space.
I have lost grip on
reality.
Hit
your speedo. Brand. Hit your speedo real quick. Hit your speedo.
Hit my speedo.
Hit your speedo real quick. See if it shuts the whole thing off.
Oh, that turns things on. Okay.
Uh-oh.
In no way, Cam and a speedo turns things off.
Oh, ouch.
Brandon, you got some nice little socks on, boy. I'll tell you what.
Man, I've been staring at your socks ever since we got in here. They're short, but I can
hanging out of your fanny pack?
All right.
I bought the 45-gallon
and
trash bag.
Oh,
I'm ready for vacation.
Morgan, you got your hands? You got your hands there?
Hand check.
Hand check. We're good.
We're good.
So, podcast with
there's
us?
Just a,
just us four tomorrow, right?
Bang on.
Yeah,
same time tomorrow. Yeah, 7 o'clock at night,
yes,
please.
Yes,
exactly. Universe bringing Siamese twins together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Mm. That's why we're
here.
We're
doing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The power of the glory hole, I keep saying. Mm-hmm.
A lot has been exposed.
Yes, literally. Mm.
You thought your asshole exposed on this channel was the worst.
Cammy had a question.
Did you?
Duderverse, brought you by Ziploc bags and hand socks.
Oh, it's not when the moms say it.
It's worse somehow. You'd think it was already bad.
Never heard anything.
And then out of your own mother's mouth, it gets worse somehow.
How is it not?
When do we stop being people?
When was the last time you had a sexual conversation with your father?
The week before he died.
Mm.
Oh, jeez.
Of your
that.
Sex capades?
That.
Well.
Yes, we talked. No.
Is that why he died?
Never.
Oh, that's better.
Never.
Have you never?
Very open.
I have never.
My dad's a Leo, though.
My
like, he loves to just come
he
to me and be
open.
Like, I haven't
Cameron
talked to you.
My dad is a
weeks,
Sagittarius
like,
man.
Oh, mine's a Leo.
I want to go away so badly.
Yeah.
I want to
be
not here. So
can
here,
we
buddy.
End it now?
Now?
Everyone pose.
Morgan, chocolate us out.
Please.
Thank you, everyone, for showing up to the Duderverse. We do not apologize for what has happened here today. We do not apologize.